The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
We have come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. As God's people, we have gathered. Let us worship him together. Very warm welcome to our worship for this week. Firstly, a thank you to all of you who completed our questionnaires that have been online about our online worship. If you get the chance, they'll be available for a few more days. If you are able to complete them, then please do. And secondly, I should have mentioned last week that it was good to welcome back Giles here into church, who played for a couple of our hymns and will do so again this week. It's lovely to hear the organ playing accompanying our worship, which we will hear now as we sing the first of our hymns, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. God has prepared for those who love him, he has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything. Therefore, let us in penitence open our hearts to the Lord, who has prepared good things for those who love him. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Reading from the book of Genesis. These are the descendants of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramean of Paddan Aram, sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and his wife Rebekah conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is to be this way, why do I live?" So she went to inquire of the Lord, and the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples born of you shall be divided, and one shall be the stronger than the other. The elder shall serve the younger." When her time to give birth was at hand, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red. All his body was like a hairy mantle. So they named him Esau. Afterwards, his brother came out with his hand gripping Esau's heel. So he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. When the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man living in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he was fond of game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking his stew, Esau came in from the field and he was famished. Esau said to Jacob, "Let me eat some of that red stuff, for I am famished." Therefore he was called Edom. Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." Esau said, "I'm about to die. Of what use is a birthright to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentils stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. We do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them some things in parables, saying, Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell amongst thorns, and the thorns grew and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Who do you think you are? Asks a television programme that explores some celebrity stories. From Judge Rinder to Ian McKellen, Mary Berry to Julie Walters. And what often makes the programme memorable is how relevant and helpful it is for people to learn how something of their ancestors' story lives on in them, of how they shared similar interests and motivations. Knowing about them helps them know more about themselves. As the youngest of six children, I didn't know my mum's parents at all. And though I knew my dad's, Nanny came to live with us for a time, they were pretty aged and so not much interested in a youngster and vice versa. So most of my sense of those who went before me comes in the form of the memories of others, of hearing their recollections about what they were like, what they did, and so on. For example, there's the entertaining uncle, the not-so-nice great-grandfather, the deaf aunt with a lovely smile, and I'm sure you all have similar stories to tell. And to return to that beginning and the question, who do you think you are? It's interesting for us to discover as adults how traits of character appear in different generations, perhaps skipping one, then appearing in another. Discovering this can sometimes help make sense of things, help us discover a richer and fuller sense of who we are. Of course, the memories of others are flawed and imperfect, but they are what we have. And part of being human is to share the stories we have with the next generation, to help them understand the question, who do you think you are? The Bible is filled with family stories, not so much an individual family, but that of a people. And before the age of television and the internet, before the written word became the principal means of communication, family stories were passed on by word of mouth from one generation to another. Eventually, of course, they were written down, But by then, such was the accumulated weight of wisdom that these stories contained, that they would have an enduring quality, a quality that would stand the test of time. And rather like learning about those traits of character and behaviour present in members of our families whom we have never known, these stories of our ancestors help us understand ourselves as part of God's family story. Like the story we have heard this morning in our Old Testament reading, the latest chapter in this rich seam of Genesis that we've been hearing for the last few weeks. In this story, we hear of a sibling rivalry begun in the womb, seen at the birth as Jacob tries to grab his brother Esau's heel as if to pull him back so that he can be born first, then lived out, one the favourite of the father, one the favourite of the mother. It ends, at least this week, with Esau, hungry and desperate, selling his birthright to the alert and savvy Jacob. The tale, of course, goes on. There's more to come, manipulation, deception, and reconciliation. But that's ahead. Of course, as we think of both this and our own family stories, we probably all know stories of the favoured brother or son. We know too the role we have and perhaps still do play within that family, the rivalry, the jealousy, the envy, the frustration, and maybe even the anger as we reflect on our place. Perhaps we feel some sense of sorrow too, for we know that things we have thought and said and done to those we love probably don't show us in the best light. But before we feel too bad, perhaps this story helps remind us too that we should not be too hard on ourselves, that who we are is complicated. So we should be gentle, patient, and kind as we explore this territory, because sometimes so deeply are these motivating factors at work in our stories that we are often blind to them. The children struggled within her, as that Old Testament reading memorably put it. It seems to me that to answer the question, who do you think you are, is one that we answer again and again over a lifetime's patient work, accompanied by family and friends, living and departed, who act as our guides. To use language from the Gospel for today, we keep walking along the path, mindful of how easily it can become rock-strewn or weed-infested, striving to live and grow in the good soil where the seed of the divine planted in the womb in us can grow. And along the way, we will have moments when we hear the word and understand it in such a way that it bears fruit in our lives, and we discover how truly beloved we are, how our deepest identity, made in the image and likeness of God, is not found in what we have done or in what we have achieved, but in our belovedness. These last few weeks, as we have journeyed through a few chapters of Genesis, we have remembered where we have come from. We have recalled names we know, among them Isaac, Rebekah, Esau, and Jacob. And their story, mingled with ours, helps us make sense of our lives. I've come to treasure these tales from the Bible more and more, bizarre and strange as they can sometimes be. Treasured them because they are part of our story as God's family. These stories have sustained us and our fellow pilgrims down the ages because they speak to us now. They are stories that help me make more of mine. Stories that in all kinds of ways ask of us the question, who do you think you are? Well, I'm still, as I think we all are, learning. But it's a journey I undertake rooted in my conviction that I am a beloved child of God. That belief grounds my identity so that I can discover more about the who and the why of me and become more whom God longs me to be. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God, the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God, the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Now faith is the assurance of things we hope for, the conviction of things not seen. Let us pray. God is love. Heavenly Father, draw us more deeply into your presence, renewing us our confidence in the promise of the kingdom. May your church be ever vigilant and prepared for changes to come. Strengthen her in the conviction of your love of mankind and of all your creatures, great and small, which inhabit your world. We pray particularly for the Anglican Church of New Guinea and for the Most Reverend Alan Meegee, Archbishop of Papua and New Guinea. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, King of Kings, hear our prayer for Elizabeth, our Queen. May she continue to be an instrument of your peace and justice. Dear Lord, we pray for the city of Leeds, for members of the council, for the surrounding towns and villages, and for all the people who live and work there. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father, we thank you for our church communications team and their great efforts to contact those living alone, in need of hearing a human voice. Help the team to find words of comfort, encouragement, and reason to be cheerful. We pray for the residents of Austhorpe Court. May they experience the benefits of caring and sharing. Father, a great deal of reconciliation within relationships is sorely needed, especially in these times. Relate is a charity dedicated to people in distressed relationships of any description, offering to listen, to counsel, to advise, and refer to bodies able to help. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, there are many dark places in our world where life is difficult and unremitting. We pray for the chronically sick and the disabled, and for the terminally ill who are taking their final steps towards eternity. Succour them and be their consolation and reward. We offer our prayers for those suffering the after effects of COVID-19, for the families bereft of a loved one because of the virus. All-knowing Father, we pray for those working tirelessly for a vaccine to combat the coronavirus. The scientists, the assistants, and the volunteers who offer themselves to trial the vaccines. Thank you, Father, for these courageous people. We pray for the National Health Service, for our doctors and nurses, and all involved in the safe and smooth running of the National Health Service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Console and comfort all sick in body, mind, or spirit. Let them be aware that you are there for them always. And we pray especially for George Brown, Jeannie Campone, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode. Lord, keep in your love those who have recently died. Barbara Hindley, Audrey Holland, Pat Yates. And we remember those whose anniversary of death is at this time. Alan Lee, Kenneth Taylor, and Harry Allen. And give to those who mourn the loss of dear ones the comfort of the certainty of eternal life. Faithful God, when faith is weak and words veil our intentions, restore our faith and trust in you, that we may thank, love, and glorify you always. Amen.
United with the Church across the world, let us pray with confidence using the words our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, we beseech you, that the course of this world may be so peaceably ordered by your governance, that your church may joyfully serve you in all godly quietness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. We dwell in him and he in us. Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him, and speak of all his marvellous works. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. In darkness and in light, in trouble and in joy, help us, Heavenly Father, to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May God, who in Christ gives us a spring of water welling up to eternal life, perfect in you the image of his glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you, your homes, and those whom you love, this day and always. Amen. Amen. We go into the world to walk in God's light, to rejoice in God's love, and to reflect God's glory. Go in the peace of Christ. Thanks be to God.